And just what the hell was I thinking? I'd never seen critters like these because I'd never lived in the country before. It was just that simple. But yeah, you guessed it. Pretty soon, things weren't so simple anymore. Now, a mile or more into the woods, cut off from televisions, radios, traffic, and other people, I realized that I was cut off from the only reality I had ever known. I had once read some high-class psychology book, one or two pages of it anyway, that talked about the screwy things that happened to people's minds when they were subjected to a thing called sensory deprivation. That was a fancy way of saying they shut the door and turned out the lights. Pretty soon, one guy was seeing a pair of eyeglasses that weren't really there, doing the Watusi to music that wasn't really playing. In each of a dozen or so test subjects, people were seeing and hearing all kinds of psycho things, for no real reason other than having been cut off from the sights and sounds of everyday life. I began to feel that it was now happening to me, even though my senses weren't exactly deprived of input, just familiar input. Maybe that was all it took. I wondered if these test subjects had felt the same way just before they started waltzing with their friggin' bifocals. Hell, look at all the junk I'd been thinking for the past 10 minutes. And it didn't exactly help things when I noticed just how long the shadows had become. I looked at my watch. It was 8:30 on the wrong side of noon, which meant I had 30 minutes of useful daylight at best. By now, the sun was halfway down the horizon. I could see it peeking at me through the trees straight ahead. But as the woods fell oddly quiet, I saw something else peeking at me, too. Holy shit! Something that towered far above the ground but was definitely not a tree. Silhouetted against the falling sun, it was silent and motionless, and staring straight at me. Holy shit! It looked human, more or less. But how many humans were 12 feet tall? Holy shit! My pulse rocketed. My heartbeat felt like a pair of 20-pound sledgehammers firing away on my chest. A surprising warmth flooded my crotch. I backed up 3 or 4 steps, then spun a 180 and ran. I ran faster than I'd ever run in my life. We're talking Olympic silver at least, and from an unremarkable boy who had never trained in his life. My last coherent thought was that if I looked behind me, whatever that was would be right on top of me, and I would die right there, in the darkening woods, alone.